Hey, Lila. Hey, Miles.
Hey, Jen.
What are you listening to this week? Welcome to What Are You Listening To This Week? The weekly podcast where we talk about our favorite songs. Some old, some new, all good. I'm Jen Tully, and this week I'm joined by singer-songwriter duo Lila Dubois and Miles Tobel, whose new album, Maybe This Is a Bad Idea, is available on Spotify now. For this week's episode, we're going to kick the format all the way back to episode one and do a full album review, this time with the musicians themselves. With that, let's get started. Lila, Miles, can we talk about this album? It is all I'm listening to this week.
Thank you. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the album came out on July 1st, and I have had it on repeat since. The melodies, the harmonies, the lyrics, the layers. I really love every song. It was incredibly hard for me to only pick two songs to include on the show, but we'll get to that a little later on. I know if it was hard for me to only pick two songs, I gave you two what probably felt like an impossible task, like asking you to pick your favorite child or sibling or parent, and asked each of you to only pick one song from the album. So Lila, I'd love to start with you. Can you tell me what your pick from the album was and why?
Okay, well, I had to go with Hold My Tongue. It's the first song we ever recorded. It's the first song we ever wrote and released. So it has a special place in my heart.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful song, too. It's one of my favorites. Like I said, that I feel like they're all my favorites. And I'm like, to our listeners, if you want to play a little drinking game here, as many times as I talk about, as many times as I say beautiful or harmonies or lyrics, if you were to take a shot every time, you're going to be pretty hammered by the end of this 15-minute episode. Because it's just really what stood out. And I think Hold My Tongue is such a beautiful version and such a really amazing illustration of all of those things together in one song. It's the sixth track on the album, and I think it's just a really beautiful midway point. It's interesting to me, and I would love to hear your feedback. We're going through the album, and as we're picking our favorites, we're not going in order. So I don't know how you feel as artists, if you want the album to be listened to from like beginning to end. You have really nice like bookend with hums and then finishing with new recording 512, which I'm also curious to ask about. But how do you guys feel about people sort of like jumping around in the album? Do you intend, or was it your intent that they would listen from beginning to end? Are you okay if somebody throws it on shuffle?
I feel like I'm okay if someone throws it on shuffle. We didn't write it in that order. I mean, it feels like there's definitely things that we intentionally put in there. Like, Hums feels like it is first because Start Anew. So Hums is pulled from the last real song in the album, Start Anew. It's basically just, it's the background vocals for that. So, I mean, in that sense, it's definitely a bookend. And I think it'd be nice if you listened to the whole thing to experience that. But I don't know. Yeah.
If you're listening to it, we're not complaining.
Yeah, exactly.
You can listen to whatever order you like.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we jump back and forth a lot. So we start with Hold My Tongue as Lila's pick, which I said is sort of midway through. And then, you know, we start off kind of up tempo, like I was saying, with Hums in the throes on one hand, which we'll get to a little bit later. Then we transition into like the beautiful piano opening of Eyes Wide Open and your voice, Lila. Oh, it just rings through and is so pretty. And then to the very sweet Bones, which I love. It opens with rain and it ends with a plane taking off. It's just so moody and so beautiful. So I love that I was able to go from sort of one song to the other and have just a different mood each time. And like I said, with Hold My Tongue, it's right in the middle, and it just feels like the perfect song to be that center track.
Thank you.
I do have a question too. Again, I warned you about the lyrics, but going back to Bones, which is the track mm-hmm. before, there's a line in there, and tell me if I'm getting it right or if I've completely missed the point. It says, "Now I see what John saw in Annie." I'm like, please tell me you're talking about the Denvers. Is that right?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're talking about the Denvers. That's like that was kind of that was the inspiration for that song, just like a very pure love song. And yeah. I feel like a lot of the time we struggle, like our songs always, they end up, well, they start happy, but then they kind of just devolve into something way darker and sadder. So we decided for Bones, we'd just do something purely like good and happy. And so, yeah, and that song, Annie's song, is kind of an inspiration.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm like, I caught that lyric again as I was sort of like transitioning out of Bones and into Hold My Tongue, and I'm like, I have to know. I couldn't imagine that it wasn't that, but you know, please, I've been wrong before, so I'm super happy that that's what that's about. I too love John Denver, and I love Annie's song, and so that was a nice little moment as well. But back to Hold My Tongue and back to more lyrics. I really love, and again, I'm not sure, I'm interested to hear how you guys handle songwriting, but I love the lyric, "I'm weak from chasing you down, so help me to float or help me to drown." It's just so relatable. I feel like we've all been in that situation, right? Where you're just like, I can't do anything else here. Like, it's just like, I've tried everything. And I'm just, again, I'm curious, like that lyric is so powerful. I love it. I think it's beautiful, as many of the songs on the album are. But can you talk to me a little bit about your songwriting process?
Yeah. So for that one, we went back and forth a lot. We wrote like 3 versions, I think. Mm-hmm. But it honestly, it always kind of was with the same overall theme. We were both in a place where we were kind of in things that it's like that relationship where you know it's dead already, kind of dead in the water, and it's almost like the saddest grieving because it's not just it's a slower death. And so it's like, it's so frustrating, and it's so hard to see something that was once so good, like, dying off, not in a spectacular way and in kind of a painful way. So that's kind of how we went into that one.
Yeah, it was like kismet. Like, we had literally, I think both came out of relationships where we both experienced that kind of, like, and so we were just talking about what to write a song about, and we just decided, like, that was a shared feeling that we had, so it'd be easiest to write a song about that. So, yeah.
I love that. I just, that lyric out of, well, there's another one that I'll reference a little bit later that I loved almost as much, but that to me just is so, so beautiful. And like I said, having it come at you sort of midway through the album, it just felt like perfect timing. So I love that. All right, moving on to Miles. What's your pick from the album and why?
My pick is Start Anew, which is originally a song by Watercolor. Basically, this is a really strange connection, but my mom dated this guy in high school named Stevie, and then Stevie married Liz, and Liz is the, like, one half of the Watercolor duo. So Liz Hodder and Joe Pazapia like wrote this album together like 20 years ago. I don't know if that story made, I feel like I tried to explain it to them. I don't know if that made it. Okay. And then, and I it's just a really beautiful album. And I think it was the duo that we listened to most when we were making the album. And Start Anew, I think, is the song that stood out as our favorite. So we figured, like, we wanted to try our hand at doing our own version. So, yeah.
Yeah. We've actually.
Beautiful. Go ahead, Lila.
I was going to say, well, we've actually made 2 versions of this.
Yeah.
We recorded one like maybe 2 years ago,
like,
or so, like a year and a half, and it was horrible.
It was so bad.
I don't know what went wrong. It really was. Like, I really truly don't know what went wrong. So then we had to do it again. So it was kind of full circle.
I think we recorded, and I think it was like so bad that we didn't like write or like do music together for like a few months. We were just like, like, I don't think our voices, like, whatever, like, they don't
really
blend.
So true.
And then a few months later, but then we recorded a new version, and I don't know, it was good. Yeah
that's true.
I'm gonna fall out of my chair. I know, I'm like, I'm gonna fall out of my chair because I can't even imagine a world where your voices don't sound amazing together. The note that I wrote about this song, I'll read it verbatim just because I was like feeling it. One of the things that I love about this song and the whole album really is the teamwork in it, you guys. Like, it feels, we've talked before on the show about like blood harmonies and how siblings can harmonize in a way that sounds, it's one of the reasons I love Haim as a band. I think that those sisters sound so great together because they've grown up their whole life together. And the way I describe you guys is not blood harmonies. I feel like that's a little bit more abstract, or like you're just born with it. It's sort of innate. But what I found with the two of you is that you have like partner harmonies, right? Like in the truest sense, nobody's trying to overshadow the other. It always, every single time, feels like you're 100% there to lift each other's voices and support one another musically. And with two such beautiful voices, that just really stood out to me, the care you took in like showcasing one another. Mm-hmm. And when you do come together to harmonize, it feels effortless. It just feels like you two were born to sing together. And I could feel the love and the respect that the two of you have for one another coming through every time I listen. Like, it's such a strange word to use to describe harmonies or an album, but like, it just feels like you're supporting one another the entire album, and nobody's trying to be a big superstar. You know, you're just working together in the best way, and the magic that comes from the two of you, you know, sort of respecting one another's talent like that, I feel like is just, that's one of the things that really blew me away about the album as a whole, and this song in particular. I feel like this song is just like epitomized that for me.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that means a lot. I think that's definitely something that that's kind of our sound. I feel like it's centered around that a lot, and that's something that means a lot to us, and that's how we write all our songs originally, just us sitting at the piano or guitar or something like that, doing harmony. So that's definitely important, and that means a lot that it comes through.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah, it was an overarching theme for me, and I wrote something down about the way you two sort of shared the stage on every single song. Can we ask about that since you mentioned it, Lila? What there's a lot of instrumentation. There's a lot of beautiful music in addition to like lyrics and harmonies. Do you guys play instruments? What instruments do you play? Where do you what do you go to? Do you usually write something on a guitar or a piano and then like put lots of layers on it? How does that go?
Well, so I play piano, but in terms of music, Miles really is the evil genius behind this in terms of all the production and stuff like that. I mean, Miles's musicality is just insane. So he should probably answer this one.
Thanks, Lila. I play piano, guitar, saxophone. But I think for this, so my background, especially in the last year or two, has been more film scoring. So I think that like cinematic sound was something that really informed this album. Like, you can hear in Start New, there's a lot of strings, a lot of more like cinematic, like if you take out the vocals of Start New, like it sounds like a film score. And I think maybe it's a tough fault a little bit, but like I couldn't help myself. So I think, that was kind of that was my inspiration for the whole album, was just this, like the big sound, the sound of like film. And like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. No, it comes across. I love it. And it makes me think, as you're talking, I think of like Explosions in the Sky or something like that. You know, that band always sounds like really moody and really cinematic to me.
Yeah.
And I think your sound is different, but like that's kind of what I'm pulling in whenever you're talking. I'm thinking like, oh, yeah, I could sort of see. Like, I wonder what it would sound like if I removed the vocals. You know, I'm such a lyrics gal that I get so wrapped up in like the story and the words. And there are some people, it amazes me, you know, people that just sort of like bop along to music and don't have any idea like what the song is saying.
Yeah.
For me, I'm just like, I can't even imagine. Like, I have to know the words.
And then, I mean, other than that, like, just like in I think a big part of also the production of the album is just trying to like put things in there that we thought were like funny, just like little things like throughout the album. I think in almost every song there's like the sound of Jupiter's Titan moon, like just like everywhere. There's like a bunch of weird stuff. We just like tried to have a good time doing it. Like, I don't know, Never Been Better, we have like a conversation in the background during like the build section. Start Anew, the very end, there's six heartbeats. So the first two are in just one ear, and then the second two are in the other ear, and then the last two are in the middle. So that was just like, I don't know, like signifying like our creative
little
coming
Easter
together.
Egg.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We just we that was like Easter yeah, we love. We have a whole like manifesto of like all the weird little things in the album. Yeah,
I love it. I really do. I love it, and I noticed it. And that was something I was going to say. You brought up a good point and segued beautifully into my first pick, Miles. So thank you for that. the album is a different experience to listening to it like on a stereo and then listening to it in headphones. So I definitely encourage people to listen to it both ways. Like it's great in the car. It's great on your stereo at home, and it's really. Almost a, not a different album. That's going too far. That's a bridge too far. But it does sound different when you listen in headphones. So I loved that too.
Agreed.
And with that, yes, my first pick and the song that I keep going back to on this album over and over again is Never Been Better. I mean, you guys, lyrically, it's so strong. I love the way that the lyrics are almost whispered in the background in that first half of the song. And that too, like the song almost feels like two songs a little bit because it starts out like really moody and kind of quiet. And like I said, it's not an echo. When I was trying to describe like the lyrics whispered in the background, I'm like, it's not really an echo. It's just this beautiful added layer that comes on. And then that crescendo to the second half of the song is everything, you guys. I love the slow build. I love the sirens in the background that come in. And then the song just delivers. Like it just keeps building to this place that gets so beautiful that like I'm like gonna get like weepy talking about it because I just like it was so powerful. And like the line about it comes towards the end. It's like, again, lyrically, I could read every single lyric to the song. But when we're in that sort of second half, the build part of the song, there's a part where you sing, I'll be all right. There's something to this life untethered, biding my time. This waiting room can't last forever. And I'm like, whoo, like how many times have all of us felt that too, right? Like this waiting room can't, like we've got to move. Something's going to have to like give or change, or I'm gonna have to move out of this space. And the song is just beautiful. Like I like, it's not hyperbole to say that I have been like coming back to it over and over again. Thank you. Thank you both for the gift of the song. I love it.
thank you.
Yeah, that was so kind. This song is definitely, I would say, one of our collective favorites on the album. It's the last song that we wrote and recorded. So I think it definitely kind of, and since this is our first album, we're kind of getting our sea legs a little, I would say. Mm-hmm. This kind of definitely encapsulates a lot of like what we love to do.
Yeah.
And put in our songs.
Yeah. And it was hardest to write for sure. Like we wrote the melody like many, many months ago, but we couldn't get the lyrics right. So we decided we'd just like go out to Joshua Tree for two nights and we would come back with lyrics like no matter what. So that's what we did. So the whole thing was written like in our tent in Joshua Tree. Like, yeah, that's how it happened.
Well, you guys had definitely way more productive trips to Joshua Tree than I ever had. So I never left Joshua Tree camping trips with anything less than like a sunburn and a hangover. So you guys win.
There's a little bit of that too.
There's a little bit of that.
Well, and then my second pick for the album, like I said, hopefully at this point in the show, people are just like dedicated and committed to listening to the whole album beginning to end. But if I had to pick one more track that I love, that I think is a standout, it would be On One Hand. And this one is, I'm really interested to hear the story of this song, because I will tell you sort of what it means to me, and I'm curious to see if it's the same or different.
Okay, yeah, I think I guess I'll speak on this one. The first verse is about my mom. So it's like, well, because we always go on hikes, we still go on hikes at 6 a.m. Our thoughts always align with egg. Oh, no, wait. Oh, no, that's the second verse. Hold on. The first verse is about my dad. Just making crepes, gardening, sing-alongs. Mm-hmm. And then second verse is about my mom and going on hikes and just talking to her and stuff. And then third verse is about my brothers. Just because people always mix us up. Like, I never cared. Like, that's the lyric. And then the fourth verse is about my friends, my two best friends, and then the last verse is like about me. And so yeah, that's the story basically.
I love it. It makes it even better because for me, it hits a little bit differently because my daughter is 14 and she is starting high school this year. And, you know, I'm sure you guys have heard your parents say it, your parents' friends, like everybody all around you all the time. Like once the kids hit high school, like it just goes by so quickly. It's over. Like you blink and they're off to college. And so I'm really like having this transition. And for me, the song was like such a beautiful. So I'm glad to hear that like your parents were incorporated in there because that's what it was for me. I'm like, this so reminds me of like the time that Ivy and I have left. I'm like air quoting left. Like she's not going anywhere really, but she's not going to be under my roof anymore. And so this song just felt like one of those like perfect timing songs. Like, you know, sometimes songs just come into your life right when you need them. Lila, I know you and I talked about Maggie Rogers a lot, and there are so many of like her songs that came to me when my mom was sick and that just like saved my life literally, you know. And this was one of those songs where I was like, oh, this feels like such a breath of fresh air and such a great reminder that even if she's not physically in my house, like, yeah, we can still do all these things. When she comes home, we can make crepes. We can still do hikes at 6 a.m. and people mix us up because she and I look alike. And so even the part where you said, like, you can mix us up, it doesn't matter, you know, like, so this will always like be really special for me. And I'm so happy I found this song when I did because it signifies that for me. And I think the line that I loved most in the song or that really resonated too was, if I was someone else, it might be easy not to care. All of my days just whittling down until I'm counting them on one hand. And I'm like, that's me. Like, I feel like I've got, okay, I've got 4 years with her in the house and then it's going to be 3 and then 2, you know? So it really did. It resonated with me in that way as well. So again, I have to thank you for sort of delivering a song that summed up everything I needed to hear at this very interesting transitional time as a parent, as your kid is sort of going into their high school years and you know that your time with them under your roof is limited. But before we bump off of this song and sort of wrap things up, I do have to know one thing about one line, Miles or Lila. I'm not sure who wrote it, but tell me about burying milk.
I was just telling Lila about this. I buried milk with my friends the summer before freshman year, and now we just finished senior year, so we unburied it just like a few days ago. Here, I have it right here. I'll show you. I know.
Oh my gosh.
That's the milk. So we unburied it.
So nasty.
So it's really gross. But that was just a little thing. It felt like almost too specific to put in the song, but I figured I'd just throw it in there, and they'd catch it. So,
well, for me, you know, again, like people that love lyrics and like we were talking about Easter eggs and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Like for me, it's fun. Yeah. And when do you ever get the chance to ask an artist, you know, like, hey, tell me what this means. So you just like that was another dream moment fulfilled, being able to understand from the people that wrote it what a particular lyric means.
It's fun to get to explain.
Well, Lila, Miles, right? I know. Just a chance. Gives you a chance to say what it means. But thank you both so much for joining me to talk about this album and share the story of how it was made. I love it, and I know that anybody that listens to it will as well. It's just so high quality from beginning to end. Like I said, the harmonies, the layers, the production, it's just beautiful. So congratulations on an amazing debut album. Be sure to download Lila Dubois and Miles Tobel's new album, Maybe This Is a Bad Idea, on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you stream. And you can follow Lila on Instagram at Montana Wild Hack. It's like the state, and then WILDHACKK, so 2 K's at the end. And on TikTok, at Lila Dubois Music, LILADUBOIS. MUSIC. And you can find Miles on Instagram at Miles, MILES underscore Tobel, TOBEL. Thanks, everyone. Please join me again next week to find your new favorite song.